Microsoft Excel is a spreadsheet software built by Microsoft Corporation. It belongs to the Microsoft Office suite of applications used to create, organize, analyze, and share data in a tabular format. Excel facilitates users to create and manipulate spreadsheets, which are made up of rows and columns of cells that can contain numbers, formulas, text, and other data types. Excel also includes powerful features like charting, graphing, and conditional formatting, making it a versatile tool for various tasks, including budgeting, financial analysis, data analysis, and more. Considering the innumerable benefits of Excel, many companies demand Excel proficiency and ask Excel interview questions for data analyst, financial analysis, accounting, and other job positions. To help you ace any Excel interview test, we are listing some commonly asked MS Excel interview questions. Let's get started. Question 1. What is Microsoft Excel? Answer: Microsoft Excel is an electronic worksheet or spreadsheet application which is used for organizing, storing, and manipulating and analyzing data. It is developed by Microsoft. Question 2. What do you mean by cells in Excel? Answer: To put it simply, cells refer to the area where you can store the data. It is situated at the intersection of a row and a column, and a single Excel sheet comprises 1,48,576 by 16.384 cells. Question 3. What is a cell address? Answer: A cell address refers to the address that is primarily used to identify a particular cell in a worksheet. It is a combination of the row number and the column alphabet. Question 4. How can you add cells, rows, or columns in Excel? Answer: If you want to add a cell, row, or column in Excel, right-click the cell you want to add to and after that select Insert from the cell menu. The Insert menu makes you able to add a cell, a column, or a row and to shift the cells affected by the additional cell right or down. Question 5. How would you format a cell? What are the options? Answer: A cell can be formatted by using the Format Cells options. There are 6 Format Cells options, which are as follows: Number, Alignment, Font, Border, Fill, Protection. Question 6. What does the red triangle indicate at the top right-hand corner of the cell? Answer: The red triangle at the top right-hand corner of a cell indicates that there is a comment linked to the particular cell. If you put your cursor on it, it will show the comment. Question 7. How would you add comments to a cell? Answer: To add a comment to a cell, you right-click the cell and choose Insert Comment from the cell menu. Type your comment in the comment area provided. A red triangle at the top right-hand corner of a cell indicates that there is a comment linked to that particular cell. To remove a comment from a cell, right-click the cell and then select Delete Comment from the cell menu. Question 8. What is freeze panes in MS Excel? Answer: Freeze panes are used to lock any row or column. The locked row or column will be visible on the screen even after we scroll the sheet vertically or horizontally. Question 9. What is ribbon? Answer: The ribbon specifies an area which runs along the top of the application and contains menu items and toolbars available in Excel. The ribbon has various tabs that contain groups of commands for use in the application. Question 10. What are the several report formats in Excel? Answer: There are 3 report formats in Excel: Compact, Report, Tabular. Question 11. Is it possible to make pivot table using multiple sources of data? Answer: If the multiple sources are different worksheets from the same workbook, then you can use these multiple sources of data to make pivot table. Question 12. What does the if function in Excel? Answer: If function is used in Excel to check whether certain conditions are true or false. If the condition is true, then it will give the result accordingly, and if the condition is false, the result or output will be different. Question 13. Can you protect workbooks in Excel? Answer: Yes, workbooks can be protected. Excel provides 3 options for this. 1. Passwords can be set to open workbooks. 2. You can protect sheets from being added, deleted, hidden, or unhidden. 3. Protecting window sizes or positions from being changed. Question 14. How do you apply a single format to all the sheets present in a workbook? Answer. To apply the same format to all the sheets of a workbook, follow the given steps. 1. Right-click on any sheet present in that workbook. 2. Then, click on the Select All Sheets option. 3. Format any of the sheets and you will see that the format has been applied to all the other sheets as well. Question 15. How do you create named ranges? Answer. To create named ranges, follow the given steps. Select the area to which you intend to give a name. From Ribbon, select Formulas. Click on Define Name from Defined. Give any name of your choice. Question 16. How can you resize the column? Answer. To resize the column, you should change the width of one column and then drag the boundary on the right side of the column heading till the width you want. The other way of doing it is to select the format from the Home tab. And in Format, you have to select Auto Fit Column Width under Cell Section. On clicking on this, the cell size will get formatted. Question 17. What is the quick way to return to a particular area of a worksheet? Answer. The quick way to return to a specific area of the worksheet is by using Name Box. You can type the cell address or range name in Name Box to return to a specific area of a worksheet. Question 18. How cell reference is useful in the calculation? Answer. In order to avoid writing the data again and again for calculating purpose, cell reference is used. When you write any formula for specific function, you need to direct Excel the specific location of that data. This location is referred as cell reference. So, every time a new value added to the cell will calculate according to the reference cell formula. Question 19. How can a worksheet be protected from getting copied? Answer. To restrict someone from copying a cell of your worksheet, follow the below steps. Go to the menu bar. Select the review option. Click on Protect Sheet. Enter your password. Question 20. What is the function of Slicer in Excel? Answer. Slicer in Excel is used to filter the pivot tables quickly and efficiently. In order to insert a slicer, you need to first click on any cell present inside the pivot table. Following this, go to Analyze, select Filter, and finally, Insert Slicer. Thank you for listening to our podcast.